MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Chatting with Ian Anderson, portfolio manager at Merchant West Investments and compiler of the SA REIT chart book. Ian, appreciate the time. Another good month for REITs in June, 4.2%. And that actually now puts them ahead of both equities and I think bonds as well, year to date at the halfway stage.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think in the context of what was happening during the month of June, I think it was a fantastic outcome for REITs in South Africa. The equity market was under quite a bit of pressure. A lot of that had to do with falling metals prices, but you know, a negative return from the equity market and a very strong positive return from REITs, always a good thing for the property sector.
And what we have seen, an acceleration in the 12-month distribution growth. I mean, that's now what, 10.5 and some change. I mean, that is a chunky number. You and I have spoken about this a bunch. That's a good number.
Absolutely. And I think that's what's driving the returns that we're seeing this year. Yeah, I think most people probably expected the sector to take a bit of a breather after very good runs in 2024 and 2025. But this continued improvement in property fundamentals, which is now manifesting itself in this inflation beating dividend growth, is attracting more and more investor attention. So, yeah, fundamentals are strong. Yes. I think market got a little bit wobbly in prior months around rate hikes and the potential for interest rates to move in the wrong direction for REITs. But again, the numbers are justifying, or the numbers that the listed property companies are producing is justifying some of the price action that we've seen.
Yeah. I want to touch on rates for a moment. I mean, two things have happened this year. One is we've seen prime up rather than the sort of expected down. And of course, we had the 10-year yield on government bonds spike with the invasion in Iran. They've come back a whole lot. Which is the market more concerned about? Is it the 10-year yield that is sort of the benchmark for the sector?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there are a couple of things that drive, or there are a couple of reasons why interest rates are important. Obviously, it's a competing asset class. So, you know, a lot of people look at property and bonds and go, okay, which one offers the most upside from current prices? And so, you know, if bond yields are falling, it does mean that property becomes a little bit more attractive. And so people invest in property and then the property yields fall as a result of that. But it's also the rate that they use to derive their cost of borrowing. So when these guys go and borrow money, when the management teams go out there and borrow money, they tend to fix it for 3 years or 5 years or 7 years. And those fixed prices are priced off the yield curve. So a reduction in bond yields means a reduction in borrowing costs for REITs and therefore higher profits in the future.
Yeah. And I've just zoomed out to what, a 5 year of the 10 year, a 5 year view of the 10 year. And we're just off the lows, which we got earlier this year. Of course, the Iranian invasion changed that. But let's go back to markets. We had a lot of results coming through as well, mostly good numbers and mostly guiding to high single, in some cases, low double-digit growth into next year. You know, we've seen, and you and I have talked on it a lot, we've seen a lot of re-rating, but that's based back onto good fundamentals.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of companies have June year-end, so it wasn't necessarily the actual results themselves, but they were pre-close announcements and update to the market. And by and large, the companies either reaffirmed their guidance or they actually increased their guidance. And that guidance was already quite aggressive, you know, especially when you compare it to what happened in 2002, 3, and even 2004. So we've had now 5 consecutive quarters of dividend growth, and this is the highest level that we've had in quite a long time. So 10.5% is already in the base, and most of the management teams are expecting a similar level of growth. If you aggregate all of them, a similar level of growth over the next 12 months. So that was very positive for the sector as a whole.
We also saw some sort of moves offshore, high prop. Fekila going into Italy, which is new, because of course they've been in Spain forever and a day. It's all Europe. And I mean, I never saw Italy, Spain. To me, here in Joburg, it's all the same. I'm sure there are nuances, but certainly Lawrence Rapp and his team have managed their European expansion incredibly well.
Yeah, they have. And I think that's the important thing. You know, you raise capital and they've raised a lot of capital. But the reason they're able to raise that capital is because of their track record of deploying that capital sensibly. I still think the jury's out on the Italian expansion. It's not a very big investment in the greater scheme of things, but it is a move into a market where they haven't participated before. They've got an operating platform in Europe, which allows them to get market intelligence. That market intelligence is obviously telling them that it's an opportune time to go into Italy, and they've made that call. They did the same thing when they went into Spain and then later into Portugal, and it worked very well for them. But again, I mean, this is a different market to Spain. It's a different market to Portugal. The jury is still out.
Yeah, I take your point on that. Quick last question. I was doing my month-end scan, and almost top of the pops was Delta Property Fund, up almost 50%. I suspect this is more maybe technical than fundamental in terms of a move of that size.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do think that the market is reacting a little bit more positively to some of the stuff that's coming out of Delta. They're obviously still struggling. They still haven't been able to pay a dividend yet. But importantly, they are now starting to generate profits. There may come a time when they can start paying dividends again. And I do think that there are some investors who are looking at an opportunity, you know, speculative opportunity to make some money here. You know, if you bought them a month ago, you've already made 50%. But I think this is more speculation, and potentially there is somebody that's out there that's, you know, thinks it's an opportunity to take the company out.
I hadn't thought of that. Because certainly, I mean, speculative, make no mistake, but I hadn't thought of a potential delisting. We'll leave it there. Ian Anderson, Portfolio Manager, Merchant West Investment. Always appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.